Amen. Psalm, the 40th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3 is where we want to read today. The psalmist says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. I want to talk to us today when God changes our tune. When God changes our tune. Amen. Before you're seated, would you pray with me today that God would do just that today in hearts? Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your beauty and your power, just the way that you do things. God, we trust you today to help us, speak to us, God, minister in this house. God, let us get what you have for us. Let us leave this place, God, with you aboard in all our lives and all our situations. Put that song in our mouth today. God, change our tune. We give you praise and we thank you today for your blessings. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. You may be seated. God bless. Please keep your Bible open to Psalm 40, verses 1, 2, and 3. Isn't it amazing how God's intervention in our trials many times leads to a transformation? And I love it when there's a shift in our hearts and a shift in our voices. And you may have not, I remember talking to somebody on the phone, and you're able to hear them on the phone and know something's going on by their voice. You're able to recognize that they may be encountering something just by their voice and the tone. And I'm glad that God, in the midst of all our lives, he's a God that will change your tune and change what's been going on in your life. And when you moved from a place of despair, and that place of despair in your life is pressuring you, and the song that you're singing and the tune that you're in is not so pleasant. But when God begins to transform your tune to a great tune of praise, a song of praise, that testifies of his goodness, how beautiful it is. It's not something you just keep to yourself. It's something for somebody else. Have you ever been around somebody, they literally had something? They've experienced some things in their life and you just want to rub shoulders because it was more than a positive mental attitude that has been put on in practice, but they literally had a relationship with God Almighty. And they had an insight with the King of Kings. I want to be that one that people could come to. I want to be that life that has the light shining. That somebody that may be in something they feel they can't get out of could find direction right out into a victory place with God. I just want to talk to us today. When God changes your tune, I feel that the soundtrack of lives. I'm at funeral homes. I'm at funerals. And we call it canned music, to where there's a soundtrack. And just about every other funeral that I go to is almost the same song that I hear at some funeral homes, that it is a song that most people like. And you hear this canned song that this individual is singing, and the funeral director has learned the cue when to hit the play button, and the song is played, and people listen to it, and it sounds good, and it's appropriate. But after a while, the funeral director, he gets so used to it, it don't move him. It's just another song. It's something canned to him that he plays for the moment. You may feel it. You may be moved by it. But the person that hears it every other day, it does nothing to you because it's just a soundtrack. And Whenever your soundtrack in life is almost like a little train track. All it does is go round and round in the middle of the living room. When you have a little boy, a little girl that is interested in a train, and that train at first is cute as it goes round and round, and that little train track just takes that train round in a circle. And many times in life, it seems that our life has the same old, same old, same old thing over and over. And we wonder, is there anything else in life? I want to just talk to us today. There is something in God. And ironically, today, God does have something for you and I in this service. I noticed that the thread of all the singing, these kids did excellent, didn't they? There was something, a thread that God was trying to put in the service today. To let people know that everything's going to be all right when you let God have his way. That he's in control when things feel out of control. And when your life's tune seems to be a mournful dirge, a monotonous thing that is just going on and on and on. And it feels like your tune is canned and it's a soundtrack. It's not something fresh. There's something about it when somebody has live music. I love it whenever I go somewhere and they have the musicians. And then I went to a place yesterday, the people that were singing, they had it all pre-recorded. And they did excellent. But there's something about it when there's something live and it's real. And I want to tell you today how wonderful it is to feel the realness of God's intervention in the midst of your life. And where God says, this is not just a song. I'm going to give you a new song today. I'm going to change your tune. And let me acknowledge that some old songs, there's nothing wrong with old songs. I like old songs. But you know what I mean today about when your song becomes old and cold. Whenever your tune of life has grown old and stale and no longer has the same meaning. Sometimes it becomes a song of complaint. A song of anxiety, a song of weariness. Think about it. Have you ever heard a song or a jingle that after a while starts getting on your nerves? Yes. Something starts working on you, aggravating you. And I want you to think about a season of life that your spirit felt out of tune. Things start frustrating you, the same old song over and over again. They tell me that whenever you want to mess with somebody's mind, that when they're torturing people, they would play the same song over and over and over again to torture them. Many times we go through things and our emotions and our spirit seems to be tortured by the same old things that is happening. But we today are in the house of God. The scripture says here today, God will put a new song in your mouth. And I feel today that we understand that this Bible is written, and you say, well, that's just the Bible, but I'm going to tell you, the God of the book shows up. Isn't it wonderful to have the Bible today that when you open your Bible, the author is with us today. And God wants to give us a new song. He wants to change our tunes. What if God desires today to replace that old stale melody with a brand new song of praise? Are you tired of that stale, dry place that you've been in? To where it feels like everything is the same thing. The scenery's the same. And I tell everybody, you can't ride too far on a merry-go-round. You just go round and round. And it's like the same old thing. At the fair every year, we have our booth there. And right around the corner is the merry-go-round. And, oh, it's fun to our kids. But after you hear the same old song, the same old tunes of it over and over again, and after a while it become boring if you had to ride it all the time. I want to tell somebody today, God wants to help you get off of your merry-go-round, and God wants to give you victory in your life. He's come to minister to you. The book of Psalms chapter 40, I've asked you to keep your Bible open. We want to look at it today. In Psalm chapter 40, verse 1, it's a desperate cry. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Waited patiently. I want to tell somebody, this isn't passive waiting. It's an active, expectant endurance. It speaks maybe of a prolonged period of difficulty, a time where you've been in the valley of a difficult time. But I want you to consider, what does patient waiting look like in your life? Is it quiet submission, or is it a persistent longing that you have? In this year, we find I waited patiently for the Lord. There seems to be a longing deep inside of the psalmist where he said, I waited patiently on the Lord. And then it says, he inclined. I love that word incline in the Old Testament, because it's speaking of God as if God leans and he's looking down saying, you got my attention. I come to answer. I'm glad that God's ears are not stopped up today. God has what you need in this place, and God so wants to minister. He has heard the cry of somebody, and he is inclined. And the scripture speaks of God's attentiveness here. He doesn't ignore the distress, but he bends and he listens. The first step in God changing our tune, amen, is when we start learning to cry to God. There's somebody here today that you've had the same old tune, but today the Lord wants to change your tune. God wants you to lift up your heart to him, and God wants somebody to cry to him, Lord, I'm ready for a brand new day. I'm ready for a brand new lift of my faith. And I just want to tell you, God's not distant today, even though you feel like heaven's of brass and God seems to be far out. I'm thankful today that my God is a present help in the time of need. It's amazing how God just steps through right on time. The psalmist said, not only that, in verse 2, he brought us also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. That horrible pit, miry clay, are powerful metaphors here for profound distresses that we find ourselves in. Hopelessness. And it seems that here, a horrible pit, miry clay, leans to the place that it seems like the subject here, the psalmist, was David. He said, I was stuck. I was stuck in a pit and I was stuck in the clay. The pit could represent a season of depression, overwhelming circumstances, a sense of being trapped, a sense of being in that place where you're bogged down, unable to move forward. And you're seeking deeper in the clay that is a miry clay. Slippery, unstable, and inescapable. And it seems that David was crying out, Lord, I need help today. I want to talk to somebody in this place. God sees your position. And God knows the condition that you're in. And he's a great God that wants to reach in. Many times we may not be in sin. You think, what have I done? Why I am in this place? Why am I in a fix today? You may not be in a sin, but a season, a trial of your faith. That it's your faith in that time that you're in could be a desperate time, a desolate time you feel. But it's crucial, because it's not always sin, but it's about entering into that refining of your faith. Definitely, it's not an easy moment, but I'm thankful that my God will change your tune. Your old song God will change when you look to the God of heaven. You may be in this pit, and your song has always been one of frustration, despair, or even a silent time. All your life, it's just been there where there's been silence. You have felt that God has not answered. You felt that there's been no joy, no praise. That when you do, It's always a force out of your mouth. You try to give God honor, but there's no feeling in your heart of honor with that. It's just lip service. Are you tired of just lip service? Are you tired of just the old song with no meaning? Oh, but when we find here the divine intervention of God, how God's masterful orchestration came about to the psalmist. He went from seeking sand to solid ground. The scripture said in verse 3, and he set my feet upon a rock and establish my goings. Are you thankful that God not only, amen, reaches down, hears your cry, but he will pull you out. Set your feet on a rock. Amen. He sets your life and he will establish your goings. He will give you stability. Amen. This is more than a rescue today, but a restoration and direction that God has for you. Amen. Our steps become firm and purposeful now. Amen. Instead of just wondering what's going on. Are you tired of the forecast of fogginess in your brain and your heart and your spirit that you feel like you're just existing, that you're on the same old track? I called on my God today, the psalmist said, and he heard my cry, and he's attending to my needs, and he's pulled me out of the miry clay and set my feet on the rock and established my goings. And it brings us to the place of the why of the trial. Oftentimes we wonder, what is the magnitude of the trial? Why are we going through? Why is it, God? God, you have the power to roll back the curtain and let me have a greater view of your plan. Many times God chooses not to do that, to teach you to trust him. We had to go through the school, the university of the valley many times, the trial. We have to go through the different things where faith is on trial and we don't understand why. But I love it when the Holy God at heaven says, today's your day. I come to give you a new beginning. Oh, friend, I'm so thankful today. The after picture of knowing that God will change the circumstance. Verse 3, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise to my God. Many shall see it and fear and trust the Lord. Amen. I want to talk to you today about just that transformation that God gives. Amen. Not a mental shift, but an outward and inward change. Amen. More than just feeling better, but an active vocal outpouring of the praise to God. A difference in your spirit, a difference in your position, a difference in your circumstance today when somebody begins to cry out to God and trust God. Are you thankful that God still hears the cry of the desperate today? Amen. It seems that here that this new song refers to a new outlook or a frame of mind being changed more than a written song. Let me say this. The psalmist is, there's something prompting him to sing a new song now. It's a new perspective, a fresh appreciation, a deep understanding of the goodness of the Lord God Almighty, something at work. It's a song that is born out of experience, not just theory. You know, I know songwriters that have the capability to write things. They're able to write songs and they're catchy and they're great and all that. And these people are very talented. But I love a song that is not written out of just talent, not just ability. But I love a song that somebody that has gone through something and write a song, and oh friend, because they have gone through it, they seem to have the ability now to really trust God, all because of the despair of their past and how God has transitioned them into a greater place. Amen. The psalmist said, now I have praise unto God. Amen. Are you thankful that God is able to shift your focus from the pit and from self-pity and all the problems, and God is able to totally change to where you have praise for God? I'm thankful today that God will change the direction of your song, more than a song about the pit, more than a song about despair, more than a song about all the problems in life. When God transitions you, he will put a song that you could praise him. How long has it been since you had that ability to really give God that anthem of honor and praise with liberty? Praise unto God. think with me what this scripture is saying. Puts a new song, even praise unto God. Then the impact it has right here in this latter part of that third verse. He said, and many shall see it and fear and shall trust God. Our transformed tune is not just for ourselves. It has an impact on other people. Many shall hear it in fear. Not a negative fear here, but a reverent awe. The word fear in the Old Testament is not being afraid like, oh, I'm afraid God's going to swat me. No, it's a fear of awe, respect to God. And he's saying, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in God. What a witness when God works in your life. Amen. I love the power of God, how God begins to work inside of somebody. Amen. And he begins to put inside of them a change in their heart and their mind and their being. The God of heaven steps in this room today and he has come to change your tune and calls you to lift up your head past the situation. Past the miry clay, past the seeking feeling that you've been in, and he wants to lift you up and establish your feet on a solid rock and let you know that he's in control, and he wants to put a new song and praise in your mouth. Are you tired of the canned feeling? Man, it's kind of like this. I know people that just enjoy eating out of cans. And there's nothing wrong with canned food. I like food that is fresh out of the garden. But there's sometimes we don't have availability. But I'm thankful that God does have freshness today for our soul. That you don't have to have all these things in life when you have a God that wants to help you through it. God has come to give you victory today. God has come to give you emphasis. God's come to awaken something in you. When you finally learn to surrender it to him and say, God, this pit, this battle, this problem, this despair, I've had enough of it. How many's had enough of it? Amen. You're tired of the same old thing. You're tired of the canned song, the canned whole feeling that you've been in. You feel like, God, when will this stop? Today, I feel in the Holy God of heaven, the Holy Ghost, the God of heaven wants to step in and let somebody feel something happening in your life. You don't have to stay there any longer. Amen. Because the Lord has heard your voice. He's heard your cry. Amen. And he's come today to pick you up and give you something. What is that old song you're currently singing? Is it a song of worry, bitterness, complacency? Are you in a pit? Are you in sinking situations right now? The key is, are you crying out to God? Have you cried out to God? Are you allowing God to reach in? I know people that are in situations that God deals with them, but every time God tries to help them, they swat the hands of God. Not now, God. Oh, not right now, God. I don't want it right now in my life. Not now, another time maybe. When God is reaching and trying to help you right now, God is interested in ministering to you today. Even many times we say, not now. Maybe tomorrow I'll make my move for you, God. You may not have a tomorrow. You may not have an opportunity around the corner. But today's a day of salvation. Today's a day of victory for our hearts. Amen. God has a new tune for your life. How beautiful. When God begins to give it to you and you embrace it. You embrace what God has given to you. You get a hold of his great hand. God says, I want to change your tune. And you get a hold of it. And God renews that spirit inside of you. The spirit of praise, the spirit of gratitude, the spirit of hope. I love the story, and I mentioned the other day about the preacher. In fact, this evangelist was preaching for an old pastor, and this is years ago. And this evangelist, back in those days, when they would preach, they would stay at the residence of the pastor. The pastor had a big family. The preacher, that visiting preacher, had a big family. And the story was that every night, every day, they had vegetable soup. Vegetable soup is great. But after a while, you get tired of the same old thing. And their soup was starting to get mighty thin. And one day, the pastor apologized to the evangelist, and he said, "Brother, I apologize. This is all we have." And he said, "But you know what? I've been craving a good beefsteak." The evangelist said, "You know, I told my wife this morning, I said, I keep on tasting steak." And they both looked at each other with amazement. And about that time, they were talking, they was right there on the front porch. Something got their attention. Coming down the driveway was a big German Shepherd dog. That dog had a big old white package looking thing in his mouth. That dog made his way right up, and the preacher walked down. The pastor walked down the steps. That dog walked right up to the pastor, dropped the package in the preacher's hands. And the preacher looked at it and thought, "What is in here?" Not a tooth mark. Nothing had pierced the package. It looked like it came from the butcher's shop. How they wrap it in the paper. He opened it up to find enough steak to feed the whole families that were in his house. And this is not just a make-believe story. This is something that actually happened in a time of need. I want to tell somebody, God has more than a steak for you today. You know what the story was? When they opened it up, it was full of steaks. The dog turned around and walked off. They didn't see the dog. They didn't even know whose dog it belonged to. But I'll tell you, God works in mysterious ways sometimes. And God is on the throne today. You probably said, "Pastor, that's just crazy." I want to tell somebody, God knows what you're going through. And God works to get your attention in many different patterns. Even the Bible says he sent ravens to feed the man of God in the Old Testament. Amen. He was in the middle of nowhere. God sent bread and meat in the mouths of ravens and put it there. Amen. For the preacher to eat in the Old Testament. I come to talk to somebody today. God has more than a meal for you. God has a new life, a new song, and a transformation in your soul. He wants to change your perspective. He wants to change your outlook. He wants to change your situation. He wants to lift you up out of that miry pit. Oh, that thing that you've been in that has almost become your grave. And God wants to set your feet on a high place, on a rock, and establish your goings. Praise God. I visited yesterday with a multimillionaire business owner. And he put his arm around me and he said, "Pastor, I want to share something with you." He said, "The Lord spoke to me some time ago. And he said, our business was doing well, very well. And the Lord spoke to me to give. And he said, I started giving. And he said, something started happening." He said, "At first, it was challenging." He said, "When I gave, I felt so like, oh God, what are we going to do next?" He said, "I would go every day to the secretary and say, what's the bottom line? Show me the books." And he said, "I know God spoke to me to do this." And he said, "But I was afraid. I was scared. Everything we have worked hard for now was in jeopardy, I thought." And he said, "This went on for 2 months that they barely every day would make just enough to make the books stay up in the black." And he said, "I kid you not." He said, "I kid you not." He said, "Pastor," he said, "I get a phone call, one phone call. And it was a company that said, 'Sir, do y'all sell this particular product?' He said, 'We do.' He said, 'Look, we've been buying our product,'" and he said, "'the person or the company that we bought it from all these years, they can't keep up with the supply and the demand. We want you to join us. We need this because our demands have become so much greater than the supplier. We're not going to get rid of him, but we need a secondary supplier.' He said, 'Can you do it?' This businessman told me yesterday, he said, 'Brother, He said that one contract brought in more a month than we made a year. He said, I can remember sitting at the table not trying to be so anxious to sign that. And the man kept on, he said, I'm sitting at the table with him. And he said, you know, we got a contract. And he kept on saying, yeah, let me sign it, hurry, you know. But he said, the moment that he signed it, he said, I felt something in my mind. He said, everything changed. He said, all of a sudden, I couldn't help it. He said, right there in the middle of a conference room, he said, I began to praise God. He said, the owner of the CEO of this particular business looked at him and said, man, he said, you really get into God, don't you? And he said, I sure do. Amen. Are you really into God today? Or do you realize that God is for us? Amen. He left out of that place. He said, the Lord spoke to him. He said, okay, now I have blessed you. And he said, in this week, you're going to watch the numbers continue in a great manner. The Lord spoke to him. He said, I want you to give and double what you gave last time. He thought, oh my. And he did. And he said, Pastor, God has continued to do that through our lives. I come to tell somebody, God is a God that will reach beyond what you know. Amen. But somebody has to give in to God. Amen. I want to tell you what this man's problem was. He said, I had to give in. I had to finally say, God, help me out of this. There's a greater dimension that you have for me. Amen. And this morning in this service, I have felt it. This week, the Lord has dealt with me that you would be in the house of God. God don't miss. God don't make a mistake today. When he speaks and he directs you with a message for somebody. Amen. I'm just a mailman today. Believe me. Amen. I'm more than just a man that's got a sermon tucked in today and have come to make something sound good, feel good. But I got a message for this congregation, for individuals here today. God wants to change your tune, and God is ready to give you a new song. Amen. God is ready to give you a new outlook and a new perspective, and God is ready to pick you up and place you in a higher place in the realm of your spirit. Amen. But somebody today's got to get a hold of it. Somebody's got to give in to God and say, God, here it is. I give to you. I'm ready for a change. I'm ready, Lord, for a brand new beginning. I'm ready for a Genesis, and I'm sure ready for an exit out of where I've been into a greater dimension of faith and a greater dimension of living. I'm talking to somebody. God wants to help you to reach a place of a greater living than what you've been at. You felt like you've been in the pit. You felt like you've been bound, and you felt like you've been sinking. But the Lord wants to lift somebody up right now in this place. Amen. Would you close your eyes and lift your hands in this building right now? The Lord is here. Amen. And very plainly, God wants to intervene in your life. Hallelujah. God's ready to get you by the heart today. You may be lifting your hands, but would you give God permission, amen, to get you by the heart and lift you up? Amen. You've gone through it. Even the last little bit of your life, you've gone through things that has not been easy. You've made it thus far. You have survived, so to speak. But God has come today with a lift. He's come to pick somebody up. He's come to help somebody out of a place that you've been in. Even a place of weariness and dreariness and dryness. A place of hopeless. Your song has been a song of downness. A song that has been over and over again of doom and despair. But the Lord has heard your cry, and he's come to hear. He's come to help you today with hope and healing and grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here am I, Jesus. Amen. Lift your hands again. I feel the Lord's touch right now. Hallelujah. Lord, lift your voice with me right now. Lord, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody pray by lifting your voice to God. God wants your voice involved in the appeal today. Lord, here am I. Hallelujah. Somebody say it. Lord, here am I. God, I need you. I need a beginning today. I need, Lord, a work of my spirit. I need your grace. I need your power. Hallelujah. God, I need something to happen in my soul today. I need a new song in my life, God. I need a new, God, perspective. I need a new, God, change in my heart. heart, my ways, my thinking, Lord, in the way that I've been going. I need that right now. Hallelujah. In fact, even I feel challenged in my faith right now. I want you to stand with us as far as I can go. Amen. As far as I can go today. The message is kind of like a check. My daddy was a comical man. He said things, but he was raised to the place where, man, you had to laugh about some things or else you would cry about it. Daddy used to say when he got his check, even from work, he didn't let the ink dry on it. He took it to the bank. He said, I didn't wait for the ink to dry on my check. Immediately when they gave him his check, he would go right down the road. I can't remember the bank. I think it was on Tom Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I can't remember. My mother's here. Today, God wants to give you that promise, but he wants you to cash in today. You could hear what I preached and what I'm trying to get over to you. God's ready for you to cash in. Your song has been a terrible song for a while. It is echoed, and it's kind of like that funeral home song. That when I go to it now, and I hear that old song, and they play it, I mean, it does nothing for me. The funeral directors feel the same way. Oh, it may be a good song. But God has a new song for somebody. A new tune for your life. I want you to get out of your chair this morning. I want everybody that can to make your way to the front. You're not going to be asked to join this church. That's not what we're here for. But I feel that somebody needs to come and bring their faith to God and say, okay, God, I come to cash in. I come, Lord Jesus, to cash my check. You've made a promise to me today, Lord. You've made your move, God. I come to make my move today. You see, God has already promised you. Today the Lord wants to hand that check over to you. Hallelujah. You've been desperate. You've been hurting on the inside. You've been weary. Ma'am, you've been weary. Sir, you've been weary. You've been desperate. But the Lord's here to pick you up, to lift you up. And let you feel his grace and mercy today. Hallelujah. Now around the front, would you lift your hands and say, God, here am I. I need your help. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Kristen, would you feel led to sing this morning? Hallelujah. Would you lift your voice so gently to the Lord? Lord, I need you.
When I call on Jesus.
Come on, ask God to intervene.
Things are possible.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I can mount on wings as eagles and soar.
Hallelujah.
When I call on Jesus.
Come on, get a hold of his hand right now. Lord, I love you.
He'll move heaven.
He's here to do it. He's here to help you.
I can mount on wings as eagles and soar. When I call on Jesus, mountains are gonna fall.
You move heaven and earth. Come rescue me when I call. When I call on Jesus, all things are possible.
I
give it to you.
I can. call on Jesus.
Mountains are
gonna fall.
He'll move heaven and earth
to come rescue me when I fall. Somebody say the name in faith this morning. Oh, Jesus, say the name. Call on him and find him. Call his name. Jesus, say the name.
So precious.
No other name I know.
Come on, say his name this morning, Son of God. Come on, child of God, say his name. He's here to help you. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name.
So precious.
No other name I know
that can calm your fear.
Dry your tears.
Help them today.
And wipe away your pain. When you don't know what else to pray. When you can't find the words to say.
The name.
Sing it again, Sister Chris, the Lord's here. Hallelujah. Come on, would you let the Master work on your heart today? Hallelujah.
Say the name of Jesus. Say the name. So
would you let the strength giver give you your strength right now? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you let God give you your strength this morning?
So precious, no other name I know that can calm your fears and dry your tears. You don't know what else.
you stretch your hands His direction. Ask God to minister. Minister right here today, God, with goodness and power. Minister with goodness and power, Jesus.
Of Jesus, say the name. So precious, no other name I know. You did not create me to worry. You did not.
Anybody else, you've been battling depression, problems. Amen. You need your answer this morning. No, don't hesitate. Amen. Come up here. We're going to help you pray and believe the Lord. God, I thank you, Jesus, for new beginnings. I thank you for a new song in my heart, Jesus.
You created me to worship daily.
Trust is in you today, Jesus.
Lord, you promise never to leave me lonely. So this is what I'm going to do. I will trust in you, Lord. I will trust. knows what's best for me. I worship you because you're Jehovah Jireh. I bow before the King of Kings. I will trust
in you,
Lord.
I will trust. Hallelujah. God has a new tune for your life.